pair of oceanographers named Ginger Armbrust and Vaughn Iverson of the University of Washington started this project at Seattle's Golden Gardens Park, right here on the beach.
It was a May morning. We were here about 9 o'clock in the morning, and it was a beautiful spring day.
Golden Gardens has a wide, sandy beach. Iverson says a few members of their oceanography lab put on waders and went into the water with a big barrel.
Filled them with water from the surface, and then we lugged them back up in the beach. We didn't know what we were going to find. We just wanted a sense of what was there.
That very ordinary barrel of water was teeming with organisms that are too small to see.
About 5 million cells in a teaspoon of water.
Microbes are critically important. They're the big recyclers. But we don't really know in great detail what they're doing. And about 99% of the microbes that live out there, we can't grow them in the lab.
It's like picking a delicate flower. They die quickly if you isolate them. Ginger Armbrust says nowadays there's a different approach. They put those millions of organisms together into a machine that analyzes all the DNA you could find there. That barrel of water left them with as much code as an entire library filled with 15,000 books. Their innovation was finding a way to piece together the jigsaw puzzle of a single organism from all of that data. Their results are in the journal Science. They found their target microbe has a little tail that allows it to move, and now they know what sort of community it prefers. Armbrust says scientists can start applying this technique more widely.
There's going to be a lot of microbes that are beneficial, but we just don't know exactly what they do because we haven't been able to culture them. This approach will allow us to gain a handle on those organisms.
Organisms in the oceans, in soils, and even in our intestines. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.